Hey everyone, welcome to the Anamkara Energy Healing Podcast. Well, I'm going to take a break from talking about festivals and trees and talk about affirmations because they're a very important part of our lives. And I'm going to run an online workshop to help people make affirmations and keep them going through the year because it's really important to support our health and our well-being to have good positive affirmations about ourselves and where we're heading. So that workshop will take place on Thursday the 28th of January at 7 o'clock in the evening, and there's a booking link in the show notes for this podcast, and I do hope you can come along. So affirmations, what are they? In essence, just simple declarations of something you are certain to be true about yourself. Now that sounds really simple, but in fact, there's quite a lot involved in making them. So, made the right way, they really are a powerful anchor for your beliefs, and they really can help to keep you on the pathway to achieving your heart's desires. So we're talking about the truth, and that's something that isn't easy to do, is it? What's your truth? What is true about you? And where are you going in your life? And what qualities do you want to bring to your life? Do you know what you're lacking? Do you know what you need? Do you even know who you are? Deep, deep questions. Well, affirmations don't go that deep, you'll be pleased to know. But they can help you. And as you listen to this, I'll explain, you know, what they are, how to make them, and why coming on my workshop is a very, very good thing, obviously. So you want to, first of all, have a little bit of a think about what is it that you're missing in your life, or what is it you'd like to change, or what is it that you truly, truly want to bring into your life. Now, there are always things that we're looking for in life. And, you know, I don't think affirmations about buying a new house are what we're talking about. So they're really more personal than that. And to give you, you know, to give you a good example, I am attracting positive opportunities into my life now. That's an affirmation. It's a very nice, positive affirmation. And who doesn't want to bring positive opportunities into their life? You know, you might be a homeless person lying by the side of the road with your begging bowl out and somebody gives you a cup of tea. Well, you know, that's a positive opportunity for you to have a warm drink on a cold day. So absolutely everybody out there surely wants to bring a positive opportunity into their life. So it can be simple things. But of course, what we can do is go beyond the boundaries of our conditioning. I think that's really what we're talking about here. You know, a simple, positive, true statement describing something that you want to get into your life. So we're reprogramming the subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious mind, whilst it's a big part of you, it's actually quite a tricky thing to deal with. You know, if you want to stop an addiction like smoking, you have to talk to the subconscious mind. Not an easy thing to do. So get the sense you have a thinking mind and you have a subconscious mind, and one affects the other. And your subconscious is a bit of a sponge. And it does soak up negativity. And that's the problem. And that's what we're trying to get around. So, you know, we want to filter out those belief systems that you've maybe, you know, brought into your subconscious. Now, that can be you telling yourself something. Oh, I'm not very good at cooking. Oh, I'm not very good at driving. You know, they're all affirmations that actually make you, guess what? Not very good at cooking. I'm not very good at driving. And what we want to do is dismantle those things and actually change those things. And that can really help you to achieve the things you want to get into your life. Now, there's a lot of self-help stuff out there. There's lots of YouTube videos about, you know, go out, manifest, you know, your first million. That's not what I'm actually going to work on. And that's not what I'm saying. Because first of all, we've got to get into something that is achievable. So the kind of things I want to help you work on are things like increasing self-love, improving self-confidence, improving poor sleeping, which is very much my case, maybe changing your diet. Those are the things I'm talking about here. Now as you'll listen and go through this podcast, there are lots of areas you can work on, not just those, but they're the kind of things I'm talking about. So how do we go about this? How do we make it work? Well, you know, we've got to get away from those negative things, that negative self-talk that we all have, and we've got to try and find a way to rebalance. And so to a certain extent, it's about having your own power, coming into your own power. And that's where I like affirmations, because they really help you be in your own power. And if you're in your own power, well, do you know what? You can actually change your reality. And it's not that hard to do. Once you get going with a practice like this, or bringing it into the practice you already have. So if you're working with something, if you're working with crystals, if you're working with yoga, meditation, having some affirmations that you bring into that practice will actually really nourish and sustain and support that practice. So they're kind of a bedrock, if you like. They underpin a lot of things. Now, you probably will have heard about manifestation. How can I manifest the things I want in my life? I want to manifest a new partner in my life. I want to manifest a new car, a new speedboat, a new helicopter, whatever it is. You can't really manifest anything unless you've reprogrammed your subconscious mind. You've got to confront your own truths, and you've got to confront and understand and maybe even get around some of the things you've been telling yourself. Because if you try to manifest without doing the sort of, you know, groundwork, if you like, of setting affirmations, the chances are you're not going to be able to manifest. Now, that's personal experience. You know, in the past, I've tried to manifest things. Now, not without some success, it's true. I have manifested things. But I think go back to basics, get the affirmations first, get those right, start to reprogram that subconscious mind and get it working over a period of time. That's really the pathway to being able to manifest things, the bigger things in life. You know, you can't really run before you can walk, can you? So let's see affirmations as walking purposefully through some of the barriers we might have, you know, put up for ourselves. So now I'm an energy healer, and so I have a strong sense of personal vibration, and what I do when I work with somebody is try and raise their frequency, raise their vibration. And, you know, that's really where you can bring some power into your life, is by raising your vibration. Now, you know, you can't have a high vibration life if you haven't got some affirmations in there, some things that you believe that are really positive about yourself. You know, you have to believe in yourself. Now, it's easier said than done, isn't it? Because so much conditioning, so much marketing is thrown at us, stuff that comes from our parents, our teachers, our past, our friends, our family, our loved ones. Sometimes it's negative. They say negative things to you. Sometimes they don't mean it, but it can be difficult. And we do, like I said earlier, the subconscious mind's a sponge and it can soak this stuff up. So, you know, we've got to be prepared to work on it if we want to change things and if we want to raise our vibration. And our vibration is kind of, you know, I know when I'm feeling in a good place, my vibration's high, you know, and when I work with my crystals, oh, they're really singing, you know, and things like that. So, you know, and I've got a smile on my face and I find it much easier then to feel gratitude, for example, and just go through my life. I feel like I'm sailing through my life. I'm surfing through my life. I'm not bogged down. So positive affirmations. Now, I've been using them recently for poor sleeping, and I've really transformed my sleeping pattern using just affirmations. Hey, and a few crystals on the side, but anyway. So they really do work, honestly. I wouldn't be doing this if I hadn't done it myself first. So, you know, get out of that thinking mind. Find a way to do it. That's the place to start. So, you know, we think everything, and we try to be kind of very left brain and very sort of like, you know, logical. Try and get out of that and let things come to you. Contemplate, meditate. You'll find the things that you want to write your affirmations about. So let's give you some examples now of good affirmations. Now, hear me turning a page, because I have made some notes, rather unsurprisingly. So the language that you use to write an affirmation, the most popular one, I am open to new possibilities. I am open to new ways of manifesting. You know, I am is very popular, and you are telling yourself something, as long as it's something that's true, that you can make an affirmation for. Others, look, I see clearly the way forward. That's really nice. I like that. I trust myself. I trust my intuition. I believe in me. I believe in my path in life. That's quite good. My sister gave me this one. Thanks, Sally. I am learning. I'm learning that everything comes to me at the right time. I really like that. So I am learning. Everybody's learning. If you read a book, you're learning. Even if it's a novel, you're learning something. We're all learning. We're all on a journey and we're all picking up stuff and we're all learning. So, you know, I am learning from my experiences with other people. I am learning from things that come to me. You know, I'm learning from others that have a positive vibration, which is true. I am. So, you know, I also quite like, I am safely. If you know, if you've got a little bit of anxiety going on, I am safely in the right place and the right time is now. That's a great affirmation if you want to be more present, which I do, more present, you know, quiet in the monkey mind, got to be present. So Louise Hay, she wrote this amazing book, Heal Your Body, and it's just packed full of affirmations. So, you know, she takes something physically wrong and she gives you an affirmation to work on to put it right, because she's all about changing your mindset around disease and illness. It's fantastic, actually. But a couple of things I pulled out of there. The one for anxiety, I feel safe to be me. It's so simple, but it's really quite powerful. I feel safe to be me. And my, one of my favourites in her book is, I can't remember what she refers it to, but for me it's the monkey mind, you know. I give my mind a vacation. Well, you know, isn't that great? Now, I've got the book here, and there's one I did make a mark on, so just bear with me a second while I get it out. Yeah, so... yeah, this was for anxiety, actually. So for anxiety, she sort of says that's not trusting the flow and the process of life. And the affirmation to go with that is, I love and approve of myself and I trust the process of life. I am safe. Beautiful, isn't it? Absolutely beautiful. I'm going to put a link to that book in the show notes, so don't worry about it. So... the thing that the workshop is going to do for you, which I think is rather special, and it's something I've come up with. I did a video on crystal grids, if you've been on my website, and that was one of the things that inspired me to create this workshop. I like working with the energy of the moon. I'm a Pisces, so I'm a water sign, and the moon is a fluid energy, and I love the way I look at the moon a lot, and I've done some work with the moon and the energy of the moon, and I think it's great. But the thing that the moon does, you don't have to believe this woo-woo mumbo-jumbo about the energy of the moon. If you don't like it, that's fine. But what the moon gives you is a cycle. It gives you a 28-day cycle, and that's worth tying to your affirmations, because the biggest problem with affirmations is we make them, we write them, we spend a few days working with them, we say them to ourselves, and then something comes into your life and distracts you, and you forget about your affirmations. And a week later, you find them, and you say, oh, I've forgotten them. Is it worth doing them? Okay, I'll give them another try. And you maybe repeat the process. A couple of days, you start saying them, something else comes along and interferes. So that's no good. They're not going to work unless you work on them. So once you've written them, there's going to be a process in the workshop of how to keep them kind of in your consciousness and energized. So that's going to be done with a crystal. But the cycle of the moon is really important, because, you know, the moon is up in the sky and it's there for you all the time. So whenever nightfall comes, and if it's a, you know, a nice clear night, you can look at the moon. And I do. If I, you know, if I've been out and I come back, I get out of the car as I walk to the house, I look up in the sky, and I think, where's the moon? Where's the moon? Oh, there it is. And I love looking at the way the shape changes, the light hits it. You know, just lately, in recent years, we've had all these wonderful, you know, moons with different colours, the strawberry moon, you know, the amber moon, lots of lovely big moons. We've had super moons a few times. You know, the moon's become quite a strong celestial presence to us. And other than the sun, I think it's the strongest celestial presence that we connect to. So that's why I'm tying in the moon. It's energetically there, and that's important, but also it's just going to keep you very simply. It'll give you something to look at, something to connect to that will keep your affirmations alive. You have to put your affirmations somewhere where you can regularly read them. And when we do the workshop, I'm going to get everybody, before they kind of do something special with them, to actually take a photograph on their phone and store the affirmation so they can call it up and read it. And if they need to copy it out, you know, if you do want to stick it on your mirror when you're brushing your teeth, that's great. Saying them out loud is what really matters. You've got to be able to say them out loud regularly. And, you know, I'm hoping if you don't have a daily practice, this could be the start of you having one, because a daily moment for yourself and saying your affirmations is absolutely important for your own self, you know, your health, for your own self-confidence, self-belief. You need to have a pause in your day, and you need to come into yourself and, you know, just check in with yourself. And an affirmation's really good moment to help you drop into yourself. And that's really what this is all about. So the whole thing about crystals, you know, you might not be into crystals. You might think they're all totally woo-woo. Trust me, crystals have a vibration. A vibration is an energy. Everything is energy. You're going to hear me saying that all the time, but it's true, and I'm going to reiterate it. Everything is an energy, so, and everything's connected. The moon's connected to your crystals. Crystals are connected to you. They're connected to your affirmations, and so this is a strong loop we're creating. So the workshop's going to be on Thursday, the 28th of January at 7 o'clock in the evening on Zoom. That you can go to the show notes for this podcast, and you can book a place. I'm not charging. Because it's going to be a bit of a learning process for me. So I really hope you come along and engage with it, and it'll be, you know, a really good bit of fun, and I'm sure you'll learn something and get something positive for your life. So thanks for listening. A little bit of a departure. We will come back to doing some stuff with trees on this podcast quite soon, actually, because we're getting to the next festival date, which is the 2nd of February, and that's the Imbolc Festival. So I'll be talking a load of embolics in the next podcast. And actually, that's going to be featuring a couple of trees, the silver birch. I'm going to be talking about that. And I'll be braving the January weather and going out into the woods with my recorder and talking about meeting some birch trees and talking about those with you. So that'll be coming along quite soon. So this was a bit of a sort of affirmations workshop trailer. Plug, call it what you like, but I hope you found it an interesting thing to listen to. Anyway, please go well, and yeah, take a look at my website, and that's where everything that I do is kind of focused and concentrated on. I do have a Facebook page you can like, and that would be lovely. All right, thank you very much. Bye.